AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, DJ Scream time for another episode of Big Facts, episode 51 to be exact. Big shouts out to my brother Big Bank up in here. Shouts to Baby Jade up in here. A family member decided to come kick it with us, have a conversation. Kalan for real. No, I'm just playing. Kalen for real. Kalen for real from the West Coast, man.
DJ Yale. I mean, Scream.
What's up, everybody? How everybody feeling today? That's the most important thing. Everybody feeling good?
I feel good.
You feel good? I bet you do. Jay done lifted herself. She feeling good. What's up, Bank, man? Talk to us, man. How you feeling, man? A lot of people have been feeling, you know, the revelations you've been giving people, man. Your words are a way of life.
What you mean, Trent?
Not a lot of people. A lot of people, like, your words, I'm telling you, like, they wake up and they need that, bro. You know what I'm saying? A way of life.
They can't listen to that shit I be talking about. Can't listen to that shit, man.
Oh, you be speaking some real shit.
It just be coming out my heart, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a real nigga so far.
So far. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a real nigga so far.
You're a real nigga so far. Listen, let's start talking, you know, listener questions and everything. And one thing that's been coming up is,
let's get it.
The heavy load, the heavy burden. So big shouts out to David K in London. Somebody from London hitting us up. Shouts to
Elite. They know Big Facts in London.
Oh yeah, yeah. We got some London people. You know what I'm saying? Elite Productions. And basically what they want to know is, like, that heavy load. When you're in a situation where, like, you carrying a load and a lot of people depend on you, it might be financially, emotionally, or otherwise, you know, sometimes he's saying he feel like just cutting everybody else off because it's just too much, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But how should you handle that? Because you can't cut them off because they're family, they need you. But sometimes that shit, Jade is crazy. Sometimes that shit could be overwhelming. It could be stressful. It could click you into, I don't know, depression or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you handle the heavy load?
You have to be direct with people, and you got to learn how to say no. Like, if it's something that you can't do, or if it's something that is going to take too much out of you, whoever is asking you to do it, you have to tell them straight up, like, hey, I can't do this. It's going to take too much off of me, and leave it at that. And however, you know, however they take it or however it goes after that, it is what it is, because you have to protect yourself first and nurture and take care of yourself first before you do anything for anybody else.
Yeah.
Most facts. Definitely. Yeah, that's real, Jay. You got to you ain't got to cut them off. You just got to, get yourself right in order to be able to get somebody else right. You know what I'm saying? So if they don't understand that, if it's solid, they going to stay around. If not, then shit, that was all they was there for, what you can do for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? True. So they going to cut their damn self off.
But what about the people? What about the people, like, some people is attached to, they can't, like, some people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, their nature is just to help. and overextend themselves to the point sometimes to like their demise.
They'll get tired of it. I was like that.
Yeah. I was like that, and that shit gonna burn out.
Yeah.
Say you gonna go broke so many times and then be at the bottom and not have nobody to help you.
Yeah, and it's not even like a financial broke, it's like a spirit broke. Like yeah. like that shit like it's gonna get to the point where you're gonna drain yourself to death and then you have no choice but to be like, okay, I gotta look out for me. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with anybody else right now. And like he said, if they don't understand that, then they were never with you to begin with, so you shouldn't be doing anything for them anyway.
Like?
It's going to play out in
the
end.
I cut it out. Yeah, I'm working on my likes, guys. I'm sorry.
Like?
The like counters.
The like button. It's going to all play out in the end. Because like eventually, like you feel me, if somebody using you, you feel me, by the time you tell them no, they either going to stop messing with you, talk down on you, some snake shit like that, or... Facts. You feel me? It's going to be a situation where you're going to have to do something. And you feel me? Or somebody going to do something to you because they're going to keep, like, you telling nigga no, they're going to try to do something to you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's either a bully or a wimp at the end of the day. Somebody either trying to finesse you or somebody trying to bully you when it comes to that. And people asking you for money, you feel me? Mm-hmm. If you don't stand on what you say, then you're going to get done. Mm-hmm. You know?
Facts. Mm-hmm.
So basically, in so many words, be able to tell people no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you separate the people that... You think will let's say they burn down the money. You ain't getting the money you used to get, right? Everybody go through their waves. Mm-hmm. How do you separate the person that ain't gonna be there if you go back to zero versus the person that will be there no matter what? Like, how do you separate the two? How do you read a person? I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like,
you don't.
There really ain't no way to do that because everybody's. I mean, it's possible for everybody to hide.
Shit, it's signs. Meth. It's signs and all that shit. You just gotta have your third eye open on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can still.
Cause there's signs in that shit.
But you can still, like, a nigga can still fucking play that facade all the way out.
Oh, nah, for sure.
I look at it like this. I know already off the bat who I could depend on and who I can't. You feel me? Just by knowing my personnel, like, just knowing the people around me, mm-hmm. I know who I can depend on and who I can't depend on. And I'm not gonna get nobody no money expecting to get it back. Cause if I gotta expect to get it back, I can't afford to give you no money.
Mm.
You feel me? If I need this back, like, oh, I need this back tomorrow, I can't do that because at the end of the day, we finna be in a situation because you already didn't have no money when I gave you some money. So how am I supposed to expect you to give me some money back? You feel me? So if you need to borrow something from me, 9 times out of 10, I got a feeling I'm not giving it back. I'm only gonna give you up to a comfortable amount that I'm cool with not getting back. Because you feel me? And I just chunk it up. Because I know I got homies I can depend on. I got family I can depend on, you feel me? And I know vice versa who can depend on me. So, you feel me? Just to keep it all limited, you just got to know, really. You got to know yourself and know who you around.
And just like with me, like, when it comes to money, when it comes to somebody, like, expecting me to do something for them that's not monetary, like, anything like that, like, I always live, well, not always because it took me a long time to learn this, but now I live by, you got to expect the disappointment and appreciate the blessing if it comes.
Expect the disappointment, appreciate the blessing.
Prepare for the disappointment so, like, it doesn't throw you off. And then if the blessing does come out of it, then just appreciate it and then, you know, do whatever you need to do to try to get more. But you can't, like, that way you won't, you know, it won't throw you off and you won't be all out of whack because shit didn't go how it was supposed to go because you already expected it not to go that way.
Mm. Mm. Go left real fast.
You feel pressure as an up and coming, ascending rapper, like shit changing for you. You ascending, now you're on TV more. Now I'm sure you're getting a lot of weird phone calls, a lot of fake love.
Definitely. I just changed my number for the first time.
So you changed your number, really?
Yeah, I had to change my number for the first time. I started getting, like, random phone calls. Like, people I went to middle school with calling my phone. But I had the same number, like, since I was a young dude. But, man, it's added on. It's like I already had the pressure. Like, you know, like, when you were kids, you know you want to take care of your mama. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? You want to take care of your family. You want to make sure you could do the right stuff. So already going into everything that I was doing with that mindset, I knew I was going to be somebody my mama could depend on, you know what I mean? So just making sure she's straight is cool, but it come with the extras because I got little cousins and all that, like other family members, shit, older family members, it don't matter who it is, you feel me? Everybody go through stuff. Mm-hmm. So just I had to learn how to say no too. You feel me? I had to understand that I gotta go. I'm gonna go through stuff too, and gotta be.
How does that work though? Because we've been saying, and this is like a particular season here in Big Facts that it's you can say yes 99 times, but the 100th time they call you everything but a child of God. Like you're everything but a child of God because you said no that one time. You just really couldn't do it, or you know what I'm saying? It wasn't convenient for you to do it. So
I'm gonna tell you how it is. So it didn't matter when, you feel me, I did this and this. Like, I'm gonna talk to you because at the end of the day, everybody that's close enough to even think that they can ask me for some money, because everybody know, like, he not finna, like, K not, I'm not going for that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I'm not playing. Like, only person I really look like, my main focus, I don't got no kids, so my main focus is my mother. Mm-hmm. You know, so like that's the only person that's undeniable. Whatever you need, you're gonna get it. And then even with her, like, I be having to, like, not be having to tell her no, but I still gotta be like, hey, ma, like, you feel me, hold on, let me put this and this before we do this. But mm-hmm. it's coming, you feel me, just in case, just certain stuff she want, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. But that just come, but me hustling and trying to make sure I keep some money, you feel me, to make sure for a rainy day, because rainy days do come, and I want to be able to make sure the rain not that hard, you know. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
But it,
yeah, you can't let nobody trick you out of yours.
Yeah,
you, like, at the end of the day, I did this, you know. So
how about the other end of just like, this something that came on social media too. Like, so we all in the music industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we know that it's abnormal, but it's kind of like we adjust to a lot of bullshit? Say for instance, like in pop and I don't know. Other genres of music, they don't really have to deal with, it don't even have to be nobody we know, right? They don't even have to deal with somebody like dying every day. Mm-hmm. And just certain shit. Do you think that we become like fucked up because of the music industry? Like we just are used to certain shit that the average person, if somebody dies, it's kind of like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like if you work a 9-to-5, somebody dies or gets killed or something like
that. Like with that death shit, like the music industry didn't make me like numb to death. The streets made me numb to death. Like, because it's like, because in the streets, when people die, it's almost kind of like, okay, you know, they mourn until they put them in the ground. And then after that, okay, it's on to the next death or, you know, whatever.
Mm.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just weird. But the music industry hadn't really taught me anything about death. It taught me a lot about dealing with fake ass people.
Mm. Right. Which they're fake ass people at jobs too.
Yeah, like, but
regular jobs. But I feel
more
you. It's all time high.
In the industry.
In the music industry.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about that? Just the industry and just abnormal shit. The abnormal shit could also be, I guess that's just Atlanta, but being up all night to the top of the morning, not sleeping regularly, getting drunk when you want to, getting high when you want to, multiple amounts of women, just irregular shit that just come with this industry, along with, you know, the other shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit coming and shit. You gotta preset yourself. Like, you gotta always reset. Like, you can't just continue to just be in it. Like, real shit, like, just in it. Sometimes you gotta step back and reset. Like, look at the whole shit. Look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then see what angle you coming at this shit. Because you can get stuck. Like, you talking about the death shit. It's like, that shit's crazy, bro. But it's like people that you wouldn't even think. Like,
I'm saying, like, even coming up in Atlanta, right? There was people, there was street shit that would happen, and then some shit might happen. Somebody might pass away, right? But, like, the first time, like, a rapper that we saw on TV died for real, there was a Tupac shit. You know what I'm saying? And we all mourned over this shit. It's like, oh, shit, Pac died. Then Big died. Then it becomes like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even have to be people, like I said, that you even know or know of. It's just like, so-and-so died. It's kind of like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can't be normal.
Shit fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, anybody dying is unfortunate, you know? But it's just like a lot of that don't be as close to home because a lot of these people's relationships be fake, you know? Like, a lot of people don't really be friends and tapped in like that, how, like, they seem on the internet and shit like that. Like, you not gonna never see me faking friends with nobody. Anybody you see me, like, any other celebrity that I'm conversing with on the internet and stuff like that, we talking with, like, we literally cool. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, it ain't no music shit. And I feel like that's where the numbness comes from. It's just not really numbness, but you don't really know this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just happen to know this person. It's just a sad feeling that this person is gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just some situations. A lot of these folks don't be knowing it, but you just love what you get to see because, like, you feel like you know the person because you get to watch their life and watch what they show you. Mm-hmm. You know, so you be a fan of, like, you be more hurt when you more of a fan of somebody, like, you appreciate somebody else's gift. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But personally, like, if I don't know a person, it's hard to kind of mourn because I got so many
personal people, situations.
Personal, you feel me? Deal with, yeah. And still, you know, and a lot of these niggas out here be mourning for people they ain't never met more than they own people. Mm-hmm. They own real flesh and blood. Like, mm-hmm. you feel me? But that's a conversation within itself. You know, that's mm-hmm. different too.
That's what it is. How long you been in the music game, bro?
Yeah, I started dropping probably 2017.
And then, just so little fact about Kalen, you probably could have went to the NFL.
Yeah.
Real life.
Probably. I don't think I would have went no first round or nothing like that. I'm going to be like realistic, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I went to a small school, but definitely if I would have got a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have stayed.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you comfortable where you at, though? You don't yeah. miss the fact that you could, you know what I mean?
I wish I could play again just to see. Like, you feel me? Because I could talk about it. You could say I could have went to the NFL. I want to see, like, mm-hmm. if I'm hard. If mm-hmm. I could play with them niggas, that's hard. Because I played with them in college and growing up, same dudes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it ain't nothing like actually being there, you know? So I would love to play football again, but you know, I'm cool making music, though. I ain't trying to go through all the football
stuff. What stopped you from the sports shit? Was it an injury or school shit or what?
Nah, I went to jail. When I went to jail, I got caught up getting in trouble. I ended up getting in trouble and couldn't return. They wasn't going to renew my scholarship for my next semester to play my senior season. Mm. So I just took all my classes in that summer so I could graduate. Like that next semester in the summer, I took all my classes so I could graduate. But yeah, I never got to finish playing football. So I graduated as a junior. So okay. I was just like, you know, I couldn't go back to school. So it was like, you got to do something. And I always had like the love for music. I just finally put my head to it, like, hey, I'm going to make this work. Mm-hmm. I moved down here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what part of California are you from?
I'm from Compton.
So you know any of the other rap niggas from Compton?
Yeah, I know.
You fuck with them?
I fuck with certain people. You say you fuck. I fuck with all of them. I fuck with certain people though.
Yeah,
yeah.
You be doing big shows out there. They be crazy. Like you get a lot of you get a lot of genuine love from your hood and you know what I'm saying, your area. And
nah,
shit.
I appreciate it too. Like it's because they don't got to do it, you mm-hmm. know. And then wasn't nobody really making music like that. Like the music sound was different mm-hmm. when I started coming in. So, and then man, like I get up every day and don't do nothing but rap. It ain't nothing better than that. Getting paid to do this, you know?
Yeah.
It come with all the bullshit too, but at the end of the day, a lot of motherfuckers got it way worse than I do. Got to get up and do a lot more, you feel me? And I appreciate all of it, so.
How you deal with the female attention?
Love it.
You love it?
Now.
Your DM's going crazy?
Yeah, it be reckless in there sometimes.
You got a sniper list, like a list of two or three you want to take down?
Nah, that's, you know, if they come, man. I want to see what it's about. I'm not going to put them out there early.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's some, though. But it ain't really no list. But, like, it's some girls. Some shorties look good.
Have you came across them, like, in real life? Like, I guess what I'm getting at, if you see something you want to snipe in real life, regardless of how big or famous or whatever they are, you going after
I'm
going
to talk to her.
Okay.
I'm going to growl at her something.
Growl.
I'm going to talk to her.
No, don't growl.
Nah, I'm like, damn, what's up?
How you go from growling to whispering, bro?
You can't yell.
You just said growl, nigga.
A little small girl. That's going to throw her off right there. She's just going to laugh. See? Got you.
Yeah.
And then,
she think I'm weird. She wasn't for me.
That another crazy thing with you is you rap and you sing. So do you think more pussy or attention or female attention come from the rapping or the singing in? Actually, you rapped and sang
both
too.
It's
a lot of attention.
Yeah,
it's cool though. But I be staying grounded through it because you know when I first started making music, I had a girlfriend and I had like I was in like a little serious relationship. Mm. So just now it's cool because like I'm single now and you feel me. I get to go see what I be looking at and stuff like that. But that shit don't mean nothing when you feel me. You ain't got nobody that's like there for you.
What some of the goals or some of the things that you feel like make you feel like I made it in this shit? Like, if that was happening in your career, what you think make you just feel like I'm out of here?
Shit, just like real shit. I'm gonna be all the way real with you. It ain't nothing that can make me feel like that now, because all of this shit a bonus. I was just on my dick. You feel me? I was just down on my dick. You feel me?
Yeah.
All this shit a bonus. Yeah, all this shit a bonus.
This shit working. I'm
getting off of this. I done gave my, for my first time I ever gave my mama 10,000. Best feeling in my life.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I know I could do it again and again and again. And I know what I got to do it again.
Fact.
So all this shit just pluses. You feel me? And I was going to do something regardless. I wasn't going to be on my dick long. But I'm glad this shit worked. You feel me?
Fact.
All right.
So you grateful you don't take it for granted?
Yeah, I don't take none of this for granted. It's like it's all pluses.
Yeah.
It's everything's a plus. It don't get no better than being able to do what you love, you know? Not even if you don't love this, you feel me? So, but some people making music is hard. I thank God I got a gift. This is not hard for me to do.
Mm.
This music shit is not hard for me to do. This all the other shit, the staying relevant and all of that shit, all the artist shit, that's what's hard,
mm-hmm.
being an artist. But making the music, that's not hard at all,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I have fun doing that. I do that for free,
yeah.
but I'm getting paid to do it.
Mm.
So it feel good.
What you probably got some homies close to you that rap, obviously. That might not be in your crew, but they rap. How far do you take that feature shit? Like, if you got a little homie that's rapping and he your homie, so you got to do the feature.
Yeah.
But how many times do you do the feature before you be like, bro, it ain't like...
As many as he want to do. This is my real homie? Or he from another, like you said, from another nigga count?
He not in your crew.
Oh.
But you fuck with him. You might have went to high school or some shit with him. And you fuck with him, but...
I mean, it's business at the end of the day.
Got you.
Because I feel the nigga gonna charge. I didn't been charged. I didn't have homies like that do that to me.
Mm.
You feel me? And then at the end of the day...
And you didn't take it no way, though.
Nah, I know. I mean, at first I'd probably be like, damn, you feel me? Charge me? I respect it, though. This business. This is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel at the end of the day, it's bigger than me. You feel me? I'm signing FCE. So you feel me? They took a chance on me. They put something up on me so I could bring something back in. So I got to make sure I'm doing good business at the end of the day, because that's who took a chance on me.
I got you.
You feel me? But I'm also going to be like, hey, bro, this my boy. Like, what can we do? You feel me? Like, you feel me? And I'm around real niggas.
Mm.
Right now, they going to be like, you feel me? They going to be like, shit, just tell him send a little something for clearance so we can get it pushed through. You feel me?
Mm.
Or you feel me? Or make sure he just... Pull up, make sure you feel me. Get him a fit for the video or something smooth. But like the people in my camp, they know the deal. We gonna make 100 songs in this motherfucker. And if you don't put out not one, you'll have them. Mm. That's my everyday homie. I don't know. I could not. My homies could not have a song with me. Now when they could put it out, they gonna have to abide by the business, because this is a business.
Yeah, I got you.
You feel me? Mm. I can't. You feel me? If they say I can't drop, you can't drop nothing right now because I got something going on. You gotta respect that, because this my business, bro.
That's a good game. A lot of people don't even know that side. They just think that, oh, I got this feature, I can do what the fuck I want. Nah, bro, exactly. I might have an album coming out. You might have to wait 3 months to get a clearance or some shit like that. A lot of people don't even.
Yeah.
But I ain't even really reached that point yet. You know. I just know, but I ain't even there. Like, I feel like I got so many more steps to go. I ain't did enough yet.
Mm.
I ain't did nothing yet, you feel me? I can still walk through the mall easy. Don't nobody really stop out here, but like, you feel me? I wanna be able to do that shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the West Coast cool, but like, man, I want people to hear me. You feel me, Screen?
Mm.
I got a story to tell. Already. For real, I want you to feel me. You feel me?
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news.
sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Yeah, I do never keep going hard. That's it.
What you tell other young niggas that's coming up that want to get into music or the rap shit?
Just know this is pluses. Work hard, you're going to get in what you put out. Mm. You got to stay down. You feel me? And don't stop working. A lot of niggas start getting streams and start seeing little put paper and stuff like that, get comfortable. Hell no. I still record myself. I still record at the house. Mm. I still come pull up on you and do your verse. Where you at?
Yeah. Mm. Come on. That's real shit.
You feel me? I ain't doing none of that. I'm still learning. I'm still in there trying to learn how to make beats. Trying to do more. Why not? This is what you do. Why not be the best at it? If you trapper, you don't want to be the best trapper.
Right.
You feel me? If you a mechanic, you don't want to be the best mechanic. Everybody come to me. I'm the best.
Mm.
I want niggas to come to me. I want niggas to say, oh yeah, I want to. Hey, K, where you at? I'm right here. Come do a verse. I'm coming. I'm going to keep the same. I'll keep the same energy. You see me scream, I'll be in here.
Yeah, you work. No, Kalen work. Kalen work for sure.
I'll be in here. I stay in that studio. So and I have fun too.
With the holidays coming, this kind of, well, I guess this doesn't apply to everybody. With the holidays coming, if you fucking with somebody, what's the fine line of the premise of buying them gifts and doing all that type of shit going into the holiday? You're Muslim.
Yeah. I'm E5. We me and Black, we don't celebrate.
Gotcha. Okay, with the new year coming. And people expecting shit for the new year.
I think
as we move into the new year, I'm just saying in general. I get it. I'm on the same thing, but I'm just saying.
I feel like you feel me. If you rocking with somebody and you want to, if you want to get her something, get her something. If you don't, you don't. But somebody else might get her something. You might be asked out.
Mm. You buying Birkins?
Nah, hell no. That's an expensive bag. Nobody love me that much.
Jay, will you buy for your man?
Would I buy my man a Birkin?
No, that's not what I said, Jay. Let's
What? He said, would you spend Birkin money on a nigga? Oh,
you buy him a Prezi?
Mm, I mean, shut up, Dave. Dave don't know. Dave just crazy. But I'm not even going to say no. But, I mean, it would have to be like an even exchange of power and energy or whatever the fuck, like, but no, right now, no.
You said no right now, no.
Nah, but if I had a nigga that was spending the same on me and that, you know, we were there.
Why does it have to be like that? See, that's my thing. Why does he have to do it first? Why can't it just be, this is what
it ain't
is?
Even got to be
what
about.
What if he say, I'm not going to do this for you to do, you do this? You don't think that might limit y'all?
He got the wrong mind frame to begin with. So like, nah. It don't even make sense for us to be together if he's already thinking like, I can't do this for you unless you do this, or you know what I'm saying, whatever. Like,
and I respect that, but you just said the same thing.
No, I said if we're there, like, okay, you're
break
you're,
it down,
okay,
please.
I'm trying to get it to make sense.
Yeah, please.
If we are at the point where it's been an even exchange, just totally, not even financially, whatever, in a relationship, then you know, I would purchase something for the nigga.
Purchase something.
You know, that's a gift for a seasoned situation.
But would you accept the gift after 30 days from him?
Like on that type of level?
I don't know no levels. We talk about gifts.
No, I'm saying you saying Birkins and Rollies and shit. You
Birkins
talking about
Rollie, yeah.
Of something similar of a similar price tag or some shit?
Yeah, just would you
I mean if he
buy you some shit, are you gonna accept it?
If it's a nigga I'm fucking with, why not?
At that point, would you buy him something?
Yeah.
Okay. That's basically what I was
Before getting. He buy you something.
Right. Would you buy him some first?
Would you just go out and go get the Roly?
True story. Would you just go out and go get the Roly?
I mean, I get the nigga something, but nah, I mean.
Before he gets you something.
I mean, maybe not something that large you of an amount.
We need to talk. Like, this true story, my wife watched. She watched every episode.
Would you get a nigga out of jail?
Fuck yeah.
I'm talking about, but you just started fucking with him, though. But you fuck with him.
Yeah, I would.
That's better than anything.
Yeah. My wife bought the first gift in our shit. She was the first. I was like, what is this? You know, I want to buy you something. Like, it ain't that you need nothing. It's just I want to show you what I'm on. Like, well,
shit, yeah, that shit really all depends on the person and the relationship, cool. though.
Yeah.
How you do that?
It just
ain't about me now.
How you do that?
Shit. It ain't about me nothing, man.
This nigga crazy, man.
Shit. And I ain't buying that nigga. We don't even celebrate that shit. Like, nobody.
Y'all, how many years?
I'm talking about period. I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking about none of my friends. We don't even celebrate that shit, man.
Y'all do shit for birth. Y'all don't do shit for birthdays?
I don't.
Hmm.
Yes, you do.
What? Name it. Name it.
I don't know.
Well, I got, I needed like a computer and shit for my birthday. Yeah. So he got me a computer and it was like some sneakers and you know what I'm saying? It was big to me. It might not have been big to him and it might not have been a big deal, but it was just like, it was some shit
I'm
that I
saying
really,
like, bro, I'm not making big deals out of your birthday. Now, if it's your birthday,
right. Come on. Oh, yeah, it's totally
if
not.
If it come
like,
out, ooh, okay, yeah. Ooh, I'll right. buy this shit before your birthday.
Right.
But I just don't want to be, because I might be fucked up on your birthday next year.
Right.
So I'm expecting, I don't know how life is a seesaw, man.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? So if I jump out there this year and get you a goddamn Rolex, then next year you're going to be expecting what? A Patek.
A car.
Yeah. So, but if I just buy you a Rolex just because I bought you a Rolex, that's different. See, now that birthday, you coming around like, you thinking I'm finna top this shit. How that shit birthday shit start going. You think I'm finna top these gifts every year.
That's how all holidays
I ain't doing man. That.
Yeah.
I might get you something around your birthday or after your birthday, before your birthday, whatever. We not finna make this day you finna wake up because I don't know how I'm gonna feel on your birthday.
I might not be fucking with you on your birthday.
I might not. Yeah, I'm just keeping it on humble. I might not even be fucking with your game right now. Like, I ain't trying to give you shit. So
that's
shit, we need to go make that no birthday shit. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with each other how we fuck with each other. All that crumble shit, all that crazy, Valentine's Day, we not doing that shit. Don't them days is
days.
Is the honky holidays, man. That ain't for us. I don't believe nothing they told us. Like, I'm gonna get on that Raspy Raw shit.
Can we bleep that out?
I don't believe none of that shit, bro. All that Easter egg hunt for what? When have you ever seen me do an Easter egg hunt or some Easter dress up shit, my kids? Ever. A basket? You got an Easter egg basket? I make them niggas feel like girls. You come with an Easter egg basket with your mama, walk with your mama with Easter egg. That for girl. What the hell you doing with that? You know what I'm saying? Cause I had boys. You know what I'm saying? So it's different.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Kiara even, she ain't going for that, bro. It's like, it's just like, I ain't getting caught up in that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just being 100. I ain't getting caught up in that holiday shit, bro.
Yeah. Now, that's why I ask everybody what they own. Everybody on some
I'm a birthday person.
I like to see kids happy. So if
like
I
Mother's Day, why I'm gonna wait one day out of the year to say
sure.
this, my mom?
It should not be that for sure.
Why I'm gonna wait one day of the year to tell you I love you? Valentine's Day, I'm gonna wait all this time to tell you I love you. I'm gonna tell you I love you every day if I love you, maybe 2-3 times a day.
So if all your nieces and nephews,
so I'm gonna take it, huh?
What if all your nieces and nephews hit you because it's just this time of the year, and then this is when shit come out, and they're like, my aunt, we want a new iPhone or the Xbox.
My nieces and nephews are grown.
Okay.
Like, we ain't got no small kid. These kids grown. They grown. They ain't calling no nigga. Them folks ain't really calling no nigga. They handling their own business.
Okay. Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
solid.
I got a grandbaby, Riley. She getting of age. Now she finna be, three?
Oh, she finna grown, too.
Yeah, she finna be grown, too. 5, you grown. Like, them man, all that criminal shit go away after you. Like, you know Santa Claus ain't real. Like, no, I said, don't forget. I be telling them, boy, like, coming home like you know Santa Claus ain't real. Don't give a damn yourself. Ain't where did you used to get you some? Christmas over with. Now you, it's just, I'm just buying you some shit for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you 8 years old saying Santa Claus ain't real, so okay. But where that Santa Claus shit come from, though?
Yeah, all that. Yeah,
where that shit come from, though, for real? All bullshit aside, let's switch the gears on this shit.
Christmas is technically a pagan holiday.
For what?
Like, the people that lack color.
I don't know what she's talking about. What is Christmas? Like, I don't know what she's talking about. Plaguing. I don't understand it. What is Christmas?
Fat checks.
Like, who thought of that?
It's Christmas Eve.
Who thought of Christmas, though?
No, I don't. No,
it's the annual festival for the birth of Jesus Christ.
Okay. Who? How Santa Claus get in there?
Saint Nick.
That's a pagan ritual.
Saint Nick.
You know?
What we do?
Oh, Lord. Is it nah? How Santa Claus get in there, though?
Man, my mama provide mama on my shit.
Look, where the reindeer come
say,
from?
You crazy.
Like I'm saying, like, all the shit that start with, like, who made up the story?
It start with Halloween, where we basically celebrate being
Halloween,
demonic spirits and shit.
Yeah.
That's Halloween. Then it go to Thanksgiving, which I give thanks every day, so that's just me.
You say Thanksgiving is what?
Well, Thanksgiving is the next holiday after Halloween that we celebrate. We celebrate basically.
I'm saying, what is a holiday?
A holiday is a day that they say you put aside to celebrate some shit. That's what they say. Back to day.
Who is they?
They.
The colorless people.
Who is they?
The colorless people.
Jade is crazy.
Santa Claus come from back in hundreds of years ago. It's a monk name from St. Nicholas. That's what they say.
What did that just tell us?
All of this shit. So
I don't believe this shit no more, bro. I'm woke now. Why them niggas say they woke? Every time I get high, I be woke, for real. I smoke that weed, I be woke. Then as soon as I get out of that weed, that shit don't even matter no more, man.
What? But I think that go across the board from top to bottom everywhere, because who said, even in our culture, streets or whatever, who made that shit up?
Okay.
Not the codes. I'm just saying this is the type of watch you should have. Everybody
who made up the other shit. Listen, man, everything is pre-designed. Everything is a plan to me. Mm. Everything is thought out. Everything that's going on right now for us, the type of rap that's got them being accepted, the type of movies that's been put out, you know what I'm saying? All that shit be preset. It's just like with the snitching shit. Okay, when they seen goddamn Nino Brown bitch ass get up there and say, oh shit, that nigga's gonna, everybody gotta go. Niggas took a little, like, shit, yeah. And shit start easing in and out of the movies, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Start making people snitch.
Just like this little shit can program you to be like.
Even, fuck nigga.
Yeah, like Alpo shit. Mm. They put the Alpo shit out like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be the king ooh, when I get back. Like, he ain't did nothing wrong. Mm. So it was like he was a hero at the end for that. Mm. Nino Brown was a hero. He got out of jail, so niggas start want to be heroes. You get what I'm saying?
After that, too.
Everything is preset, like.
But who created? That's what I'm saying. What's the essence of the holidays? What's the essence of all that shit?
The money.
Gotcha.
Nigga trying to get some money out of that shit.
Which gangster shit can be about money. Pimping shit can be about money. Hustling can be about money.
Everything about the money, man.
Money do everything.
Man, nigga, and get what? Everything a nigga do is for these bitches, man. I don't give a fuck who you. If you're a street nigga, you're a basketball player, you're a rapper.
Is it whatever. More for the money or the bitches?
Nah, I'm saying you gonna get the money, but you want the money for the bitches also. That's not the only part, but that's a major part.
Mm. Right. Absolutely.
Mm. That's a major part of why you want some money.
Mm. Unless you're cute.
The average nigga could go get a job and work and build his bitch. Woo woo woo. I'm at home. We living regular. You know what I'm saying? $1,200 a month.
You need money.
I'm just saying, like, but a nigga can accept. A niggas who be wanting that money. Them niggas be wanting them bitches. I'm putting you down, man.
You did everybody that's really trying to get money. We still trying to get money.
Nah, I ain't talking about like that. Like, but still, it's still at the end of the day, you might not want to go fuck these bitches, or you might don't even want to be with these bitches, but still. I'm finna show these bitches, man. That's just what it is.
Love it.
That's hilarious.
Love it.
Right or wrong, though. I ain't saying bitches as in women. I'm saying bitches, period. Because these niggas is bitches.
Hey, I don't
the purpose
I don't
of money, niggas want nice things, but the purpose of money is just to, the purpose of wanting to be wealthy is a slight bit of, I'ma show these.
Flexing.
No, yeah, that's just how this shit go.
What about the people who really want to take care of their people, though?
But we talking about
that shit. That shit come with it. That's automatic. Like, I want it. That's what initially made me want the money.
When a nigga bought these, you know, the first thing I said, ooh, they go, I'm gonna fuck they ass up with these.
Thank you, bro.
That's my favorite shit. I'm gonna fuck they ass up with these. You feel me? And get on Instagram early and see motherfucker who I see on Instagram. Had some big ass stones in his shit. I was like, fuck. Next pair. Maybe the next pair.
But I'm just saying, you do it's like a competition, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Whatever motivates you to make you not want to be the person that you was born to be, mm-hmm. what they thought was going to be, made you elevate some out of nothing. Hey, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this shit be, what, just even niggas, like, niggas, single niggas, we're going to say single niggas do everything for bitches. You get your hair cut. You ain't getting your hair cut for no nigga. You go get them clothes and shit. What you getting that shit for?
Yeah.
Like, just think of everything that a nigga get.
And even when you little, though, it start when you little. Yep. You don't want to wear them ugly-ass shoes to school? Mom, yeah. Now I want them Forces. I need the Forces.
And a little girl running away from you. That shit started out back there. Little girl running away from you in the playground. He stink. You got them regular ass shit. Man, you got to do it for the little bitches back then,
yeah,
man.
It start early. That's real shit. I'm reminiscing. Damn.
That's real shit, though.
Oh, my Lord.
Boy, nigga, that should make a nigga drop out.
He said drop
real
out.
Shit. That's why a lot of niggas stop going to school, like in my era. Yeah, fuck shooters. That. I gotta give me some money, bro. I'm going to school, ain't any nigga Joni, regular ass shoe, my sister shoe.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers long as fuck. She wear 9 to every girl. I wear a 6 in boy, in little boy, man. These motherfuckers long as a white girl. I'm wearing my sister white girl to school and shit in third grade. Hell nah, man. I'm finna make this shit happen.
Yeah.
By the time you 5th or 6th grade, it's fuck school.
Yeah.
Like, it should be fucked up when you fucked up. So you based come, on saying you, that to say that.
You come out the womb hungry and you always, yeah, for sure, I think you want to get some money, even if it that's the root of it. You know what I'm saying? The root of many things.
It's what?
I think it's the root. See, I think the money can be the root of evil for sure, but I think it can be the root of love. It can be the root of passion. It's the root of a lot of things. It's the seed for a lot of shit. I do agree with that.
It's just like niggas is just niggas. Like, we just fucked up, bro.
That ain't just niggas, though.
Man, some of them, yeah, it's just, when I say niggas, I'm saying niggas, like, come from where we come from.
Got you.
Nothing.
Right.
Like, them motherfuckers, it's like all my friends who had rich parents and shit, them niggas smoke dope now. Like, what the fuck wrong with y'all niggas? All the niggas who was fucked up, who parents and shit was fucked up, these niggas really want some. Mm-hmm. You get the difference, what I'm saying?
What's a solid foundation, yeah.
Like, a niggas who had a really, like, bro, you supposed to been goddamn Kwanzaa Hall, one of them niggas like that, you supposed to be a mayor or some shit. Mm-hmm. Niggas got down, them niggas went that way. Mm-hmm. When the niggas who got down didn't have shit, like the poorest niggas ever, these niggas is hustlers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, different shit breed different niggas. So I'm saying, like, the niggas that never had nothing, like, you know, one day, like he said, I'm going to have to take care of my family. You knew that? You know that at the beginning of your journey. The beginning of your journey, you know, like, I'm going to have to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
I'm going to have to be the one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be the one. Ain't no more way.
That dude, you got some McDonald's money real. When you in the car, my mom wants some McDonald's. Do you got some McDonald's money?
Oh, nah, fact.
Shit, I'm going to get some. Don't even worry about it. Because you going to stop telling me this shit on the way home. Yeah. Pull this motherfucker over. I got $3.
Come on. Real shit.
It count. I'm selling candy, all that, whatever it take.
Yeah.
Nah, but coming from fucked up circumstances, that shit make you go harder, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it makes some people either go, it break, it make or break. Yeah. Like they say, make or break. Yeah. It make or break you, like, either you gonna goddamn just crumble or you gonna go hard to your lad, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Like, how you gonna lay down when you came in this bitch on your knees? You know what I'm saying? Nigga came in this bitch on his knees. Like, you had to get up on your feet. So you gonna lay down after all that? Hell nah.
Yeah. Mm.
Fuck nah. Yeah. So that, if a nigga got that mentality, nigga gonna always have some. You ask me. And that's because, and that you be fueled off of knowing people want to see you fail. You get what I'm saying? So that would make you be like, well, I can't wait to these niggas see these 6,000 right here on my face. VVS, Cartier diamonds. Right. You get what I'm saying? Can't wait to these niggas. You want to pop your shit?
Yeah.
Come with it. Like, that shit come with this shit, bro.
But a lot of niggas don't got no hustle, too. That be the thing. A lot of niggas poison to they self.
Like them niggas win them rings and shit. Them NFL, NBA rings and shit. Mm-hmm. And niggas goddamn getting them Grammys. These is trophies from this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get you some trophies out this shit, nigga. I'm the best. They said I was the best at this time. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? That's a different. Yeah. That's the same thing as when you spend your money on nice shit. Nigga, I was at my best when I went about this shit.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Can you do that the right way without compromising any of your integrity? Just a question. Can you get that Grammy? I think it can be done, but I'm just saying, can you get that Grammy? Can you get to that point in the music industry? Can you get to that point as an athlete, as a movie producer, whatever the fuck you do? Can you get all the way there without having to compromise any of your integrity?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. It's most definitely, I think so too. Your integrity is most definitely going to be tested.
My boy Savvy got a Grammy.
Shout out to Savvy. Yeah.
Mike Will got a Grammy. Mike Will solid. Got a Grammy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you need that shit to validate your integrity, you don't need that shit.
Yeah, nah, you just feel good.
If it come, it come. That shit, like pluses, like we were talking about earlier.
Shit, 30 Rock. That shit, pluses,
just keep rocking.
Mm-hmm. It ain't even that. It's like,
I'm saying that not for them. Those are the homies that we know. But let's say on some other shit, the biggest music executive, the biggest this, the biggest that. Like, we hear a
you
lot of
stories. You know what them boy doing.
Behind the door.
Yeah, we ain't talking about them like that shit. Some different. They
even on some athlete shit, what I'm saying is, at some point, do they shit on somebody, snake somebody, or do something like that? Like, man,
but guess what? It's everybody got their opinion of what snake shit is. We gotta always let it be known that everybody got their own opinion of what snake shit is.
So let's please talk about this.
Yeah. Like, everybody got their own opinion of what snake shit is, bro.
If he gonna do it for 500 and you say I do it for 400. Is that considered snake or is
how?
That business?
That's business. How that snake shit?
But what if,
and if we partners?
What if your people? Don't say y'all people.
Oh, nah, that's sucker shit.
Yeah.
Is that snake shit?
It ain't. It's greed.
It's greed.
Okay. That's greed. Like,
ain't greed snakeish though?
Nah, snake is snake to me. Oh, that ain't no. That just you just
if you
greedy
were
really
say
that
like
shit.
So we both selling something. You feel me? Like you said, I got it for 500. He got it for 400. Niggas tell me he only want to spend 400. You feel me? If I want my shit for 500, hey, bro, you can go spend money over there. Bro, over here.
Nah, he's saying if you already basically had it locked in with you for the 500, then he'd be
coming back around you
and be like,
you
like,
oh, you a hoe.
Yeah, you just a hoe ass nigga. Just agree that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For sure.
Yeah, but it ain't no snake
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You think it's snake shit?
Yeah, if you a snake, you a hoe to me. That's the same thing to me.
It's in the same space.
I don't think so.
I think that's some pussy shit to me, like, You just a pussy ass nigga. But snake ass shit is a nigga got saying.
Like some real that. Sneaky shit, a snake shit like a nigga plotting on you.
Yeah.
That's some whole snake shit.
Yeah, that's why I look.
But like that run ain't run the same. It's some little petty shit. Yeah. It ain't as deep as snake shit, but it's some little petty shit. Like,
yeah.
You got some little, I would call that like, man, you just some little hoe shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You a bitch like snake shit. I don't want to do something to you.
Yeah, nah, but that ain't that. That's just category, though. That's the build up.
See, that's just,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's just, but that's what was put, and I'm going to get to you, Jay. But that's what was put on the plate. I said $400, $500, but does it change? You gonna do something if it's $400 million and $500 million?
Oh no, it's a different one.
You see what I'm saying?
Different type of money. I'm talking about $400-$500. You just a bitch.
Yeah.
Now we talking about them M's. It's different. You a snake. You need your ass buried.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, like he was saying, like with the snake shit and the whole shit being the same, I disagree because whole shit is just like pussy shit. Like okay, whatever. Snake shit.
What is the whole shit? Talk to me.
Okay,
we need to know so we can differentiate.
Whole shit is. It's pussy shit that, like, you really don't have to be connected to me to do it. So, okay, you did some
give
whole
an
shit.
Example. Fuck what's some whole shit?
Let me give an example for her.
What's some whole
I know she's trying to say. She's trying to say, like, whole shit is basically, you just a hoe ass nigga. Like, you a nigga make me do something
snake
to you. You don't
personal.
Even want to do nothing. You a bitch. You.
Yeah.
But a snake ass nigga, he'll damn near go all the way there.
Yes.
A snake ass nigga do some bull shit to put you in a puss ass
situation.
You damn to lose your life or would some snake slimy. That's what I look at. But
that's
a hoe ass nigga, you just a hoe ass nigga make me do something to you and go to jail. You a bitch.
Right.
Like, gone. You ain't talking about nothing.
So you're not
nothing.
Even worth me even contemplating throwing my life away on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But a snake, like, I'll do you for real and go lay down. Mm.
Yeah,
right
because
up.
You get you
but I still feel
no,
talk
I
to
feel, I feel both of y'all coming from. Like I agree, like you feel me? We just from different sides of the United States. We got different
exactly.
terminology.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
it's
lingo.
Just the lingo, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like you feel me, if a nigga do some little hoe shit, like a nigga close to me could do some little hoe shit, but it's little, like it's the principle of what it was.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you feel me? Like a nigga take my last wood. No, I got one wood, don't
yeah,
they, you
exactly.
feel me? You little hoe ass nigga, you took my wood, you bitch. But I ain't mad at you, you feel me? Go buy some more woods, nigga. You feel me? But you feel me? You do go behind my back and do some shit. You know some shit, nigga.
Stealing.
You feel me? Steal my shit, you feel me? I leave some money right here. You take something out of that. Mm. You a snake.
Yeah.
She was waiting on me to do that.
Yep.
So what if one of the homies fuck your girl? Who the snake? Is it the girl or
both
the homie?
Them. They both. You cut them both loose. Be his ass. Stop fucking with her.
Mm.
Nigga go back to her. Don't go back to her.
Mm.
Don't do that.
That's why you can't ever get in the middle of domestic situations because you'll fuck around and pick a side and then they'll be back together and now you can't come over to the house.
Mm. Yeah.
Cause both of them, y'all can have each other. You didn't fuck with me because you knew how I felt about her. She didn't fuck with me. She fucked my homie. You tried to embarrass me. It's really worse on her part. You finna embarrass me.
So my case in point in all this shit is I just feel like before we get to that snake place, we ain't talking about the homies in the back, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, I feel like, just like we're saying how you read people, I feel like that shit.
But
be
that whole shit graduate
up.
To snake.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying.
That's what you're trying to say. Yeah, yeah, like you doing that little
you got that tendency to do that.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Certain shit we just not gonna do.
That's why I say it's gonna always be. You're gonna always see, even if it's in laughter or sadness or mad or we gambling or whatever, you're going to always see little signs due to whatever y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know how to read, motherfucker, like, y'all can goddamn be playing a video game. A nigga say some shit because you whooping his ass and joning. A nigga say some shit like, shit
right.
like, damn.
Yeah, you got to listen.
You meant that.
You got to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen. Like, sneak that little shit in.
Yeah, like.
Nigga really beat your motherfucking ass though, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That like, huh?
Yeah. You just think
you think we finna keep playing the game like
you sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, yeah. I'm just saying, you know how niggas sneak some shit in.
Yeah.
The seeds be there.
You always talking it. That's how you feel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We playing the game.
It's coming out.
Like, bro, I'm beating your motherfucking ass now. Ooh. Touchdown. You always talking, nigga. Talking like a bitch. Damn, nigga,
you mad?
I always talking. You gonna wait till we play it?
You talking about yesterday? We just playing a game right now. What is you talking
yeah,
about?
You talking about always? So this is how you feel every day.
Kids?
This is how you feel every day. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas be letting that shit up, but hey, a lot of niggas will shy away and not address it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of niggas.
Linda, I'm gonna
address
it.
Me too.
I'm gonna
address it. I'm gonna say, what's up? What you talking about? Come on.
Yeah, for sure. Because we touched the game and everything. Snoop.
What?
Lil Snoop.
What?
Oh, you mean Lil Snoop, Meek.
What happened?
Yeah, the nigga that killed him was like an older nigga, like from his hood, but was supposed to be his homie.
These facts, would you speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, then they say he died of a dice game, right?
A video game.
It was a video game. Mm-hmm. It was a video
Damn,
game.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was going crazy. Like, he was it.
Oh, no, I know the young nigga who y'all talking about, but I ain't never know the situation on how that shit played out.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah. The nigga done killed him.
Video game.
That's why I said, in the mix of that shit, you can, yeah, that shit be right there in your face. But, you know, to each his own, man. I say goddamn separation, man, bring a lot of conflicts down.
Separation solve a lot of conflicts.
Yeah, keep them down. It might still be that, but it keep them down. You just separate. Like, because how the fuck I'm finna be around them motherfuckers? Like I said in one of them, it's conflictual when I talk to my people on the phone. Mm-hmm. But it's a different type. Like, we're not getting out of character conflict. Mm-hmm.
Y'all agree and disagree.
We just talking this shit. And, bro, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, whatever. We're not going into fuck ass nigga, bitch ass nigga. Ooh, we're not going into that type of lingo for it to be that. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so you see, if you know, like, he almost made me or she almost made me say this or do this, you just got to.
You need to back up off.
You got to moonwalk from that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're going to feel that.
Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's like,
it's
you can't avoid.
It's a place that you don't want to be.
If you know you got a temper, or you're a person that got now, just do some bullshit or whatever, before you even let yourself get in that situation, you got to be like, nah, she'll make me goddamn slap her teeth out of
my mouth. Separation, I see what you're saying.
Bitch, I don't know what you talking about that. Like, we don't beat on women, but. You know what I'm saying? Like, my hoe be want to hit, so we going to hit. I just push it. Nah, but for real, though, I'm not saying be on the women, but it's certain shit a woman would make you. How you going to put yourself in that situation? That's why I be telling niggas, like, bro, I had to slap that whole teeth out of my... Bro, you lying for that. How you put yourself in that situation? How you even let her say... You know she capable of saying this. You know she capable of pulling up, busting out your windows out, and you know you're the type of nigga that...
So why are you still
that'll kick her ass? So why would you even try to do that?
You to deal with somebody like that?
So tired.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk.
Nah, but that's real shit. Like, and I ain't saying like I'm just saying trying to make a analogy. What you call it
analogy.
Yeah, like why would you put yourself in a situation with anybody? Like you playing basketball, you know you and this nigga fouling each other, y'all bleeding. Knock. Why the fuck you want to keep playing this nigga 1-on-1, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Why you putting yourself in a fucked up situation? Yeah.
You feel me? Like, every time y'all nigga boring each other, chain gang ball. Y'all just out there goddamn nothing up. Yeah. Why you gonna even play that kind of basketball? That's UFC. Not basketball. Yeah, y'all ain't playing UFC.
You might as well just start fighting.
Yeah.
Get it over with. Yeah. Get it out the way. And to touch on what you were saying, too, like, you feel me? How you be on the phone hollering with your partners? Me and my partners will argue about something stupid. And it's gonna sound like a nigga finna fight. It sound like it.
Yeah.
That other people be misconstruing that, like, you feel me? Like, that shit cool. No, this my partner, fool.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It don't matter what happened in here. Even if we fighting this motherfucker, if you jump in, we gonna beat your ass.
Thanks.
You feel me?
Yeah,
it's not the same with other people. A lot of people be misconstruing that shit where it's just emotion. And you know who you dealing with, like you were saying. So, yeah, I agree. You feel me? You gotta know what you're dealing with. Don't put yourself in no situation. If you feel me, if you around a nigga and you gotta listen to them signs and you don't feel like he really rocking with you, skip from around him. Keep him from around you.
Yeah. Hey, instead of got that air time, bro. Air time go around that nigga, bro. That nigga make I get these vibes. That means stay around that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get these vibes from that nigga. Ooh, you gonna keep on. Till you pop this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, vice versa, whatever, however it go.
Yeah.
Like, hell nah. Like, the energy real, bro.
Yeah. People need to pay attention to energy.
Energy real, like, that shit just...
Agreed.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's a good game on Big Facts, man. Kaitlyn, we appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, having a conversation with us.
Yeah, absolutely appreciate y'all having me.
Solid.
You know what I'm saying? Final words, Bank, Jade, anybody? Want to say something to the people? Go to www.bigfactspod.com. Y'all subscribe, you know what I'm saying, on all podcast platforms. Fuck with us. We got the merch. We got more merch coming on the way. You know what I mean? And,
man, hey, y'all follow me everywhere at KALAN.FRFR, Apple Music, YouTube, all of that. Kalen, for real, man. Y'all go tap in with your kid.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Final words, Jade.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless.
I don't have nothing to say.
She's speechless. All right, we appreciate y'all rocking with the Big Facts crew. You know what it is. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.